This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says that it's been forced to cut vital programmes for the Democratic Republic of the Congo because of insufficient funding. The cuts will have a significant impact on the lives of over 500,000 refugees and asylum seekers and more than 5.6 million internally displaced people, warned Dominique Hyde, director of UNHCR's Division for External Relations. DRC is currently the most underfunded of the UNHCR's operations worldwide. Since the 30th of June, only 19% of the $225 million budgeted for at the start of the year has been secured. This means that 82% of the country's internally displaced people will not receive adequate shelter. UNHCR also cannot help to send a single refugee child to secondary school this year. Ms. Hyde said, "We should all be angry. The inability to respond, to provide against the toxic cocktail of conflict, climate shock, COVID-19, the war in Ukraine and rising food prices." A warning now from the World Health Organization that the Greater Horn of Africa is experiencing one of the worst food insecurity situations in the last 70 years. More than 37 million people, including 7 million children under the age of 5, face acute hunger in the region. While finding food and safe water is a top priority, WHO has reiterated that responding to health needs is essential to avert preventable disease and death. WHO appealed for $123.7 million to respond to the rising health needs and prevent a food crisis from turning into a health crisis. "The situation is already catastrophic and we need to act now," said WHO's Assistant Director General for Emergencies Response, Ibrahima Sose Fall. "We cannot continue in this underfunding crisis." WHO Incident Manager Sophie Mays said that the situation is deteriorating because of climate change, conflict, rising food prices and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, compounding one of the worst droughts in recent decades.
There are now four seasons where the rain didn't come as predicted, and a fifth season is estimated to also fail. Places where there is drought, the problem keeps on worsening and worsening and worsening. And we're looking at something that is going to go worse in the near future.
UN-appointed independent human rights experts spoke out on Tuesday against Israel's alleged harassment of human rights defenders and humanitarian workers in the occupied West Bank hamlets of Masafa Yatta. The experts also denounced the threats of mass force evictions and arbitrary displacement of communities there. In May, the Israeli High Court of Justice rejected appeals against eviction orders of Palestinians in Masafa Yatta. Since then, dozens of families have been left homeless without warning as Israeli authorities issued more demolition orders and established military checkpoints. Reports that human rights defenders and humanitarian workers have been harassed by the Israeli military in Masafa Yatta were a direct assault on the core of human rights, the experts said. They pointed to the case of protester Sami Hourani as being of particular concern after his reported arrest in June. He's being tried for allegedly obstructing and assaulting a soldier and entering a closed military zone in January 2021, despite a lack of physical evidence substantiating the allegations, the experts said. Katie Dartford, UN News.